Hello and welcome to the Sales Technology Training Call. This is Rick Cooper. Thanks for joining me today. I'm excited that you're with me. I've got a lot of great information to share with you on the call. The call will include 30 minutes of content and 30 minutes of Q&A. You can check your email for a copy of the notes from today's call. To ask a question or to share a win, you can email me at rick@ericlofholm.com. Sorry, that's rickc@ericlofholm.com. rickc@ericlofholm.com. A great place to be on the internet during the call is out on Facebook, and you can join me out at facebook.com and then look for the Sales Technology Training Program group, and then look for the pinned post at the top of the page, and then you can post a message there to say hello. You can share your takeaways during the call, and a little bit later you can also ask your questions as well. Now, if you are not able to get into the group for whatever reason, it might be because you haven't been added to the group yet. So to do that, you can contact me for details. You can email me. A good idea to add me as a Facebook friend first. You can go to facebook.com/RickSCooper and let me know you want to be added to the group. You can also access the audio recordings of the calls by going to salestechsystems.com/STP-archives, and that's where you can go get access to all of the audio recordings from these calls. And you can also access the membership page of the video series that we did. I did a 4-week webinar series on social media marketing, and you can access that by going to salestechsystems.com/tech-membership. And both of those links you'll find in the email message I sent out earlier today. You can get access to those and go access all the audio recordings and video recordings there. Now, in a few minutes, we're going to jump into our topic for today. But first of all, I wanted to let you know about a couple of opportunities coming up this week. I am doing a webinar coming up tomorrow, and that is on I'm having a special guest that's going to be joining me for the webinar. His name is Adam Homey, and he is a website conversion authority. And so I encourage you to join me for that webinar, and I will share the link out on Facebook. You can go out to the facebook.com/social media outcomes page, and that will include a link out to the page there. And let me just pull it up real quick here. And the other one, I'm doing a webinar with Eric Lofholm on Friday, and we're going to be releasing details on that one coming up in the next 24 hours. That's going to be all focused around leveraging technology tools to build your business online. And the place to find that, I'll give you a link for that one here in a moment. Let me get you the link for the other one first. It is socialmediaoutcomes.com/website-sales-conversions. And I'm just going to say April 9th webinar and then include the link there so you can access that out on the Facebook page. And then the other one is going to be at salestechsystems.com/leverage-technology. Let me just make sure I got the right one first here. And then I'll copy that link in. And so that's going to be on Friday, April 11th, and that will be at 10 a.m. Pacific time. That's on how to leverage technology to increase sales. Yep, that's the one. So let me share that one. There we go. So you've got two options, or actually two. I encourage you to sign up for both April 9th. At 5 p.m. Pacific time, that's with Adam Homey, and then April 11th at 10 a.m. Pacific, that's with Eric Lofholm, and you can join me for both of those. Okay, well, let's go ahead and dive into our content for today. The Sales Technology Program, by the way, is a 12-week program that's designed to help you implement systems online that will generate leads and earn sales, and we cover 12 modules of content. The module we are covering today is on Digital You Online Video Strategies, and that's Digital You as in Y-O-U. That's you, you on video. And one of the things we want to do is get you on video. So first of all, we're going to start right off. I know some of you have a YouTube channel. I want you to go to the Facebook group, and that's the Sales Technology Training Program group, and go ahead and post a link out to your YouTube channel so that other people can see the videos that you have available out there. All right. Now, first of all, one of the areas of resistance that people have around creating videos, you know, wouldn't it be nice if everybody could just, you know, jam out a brand new video every single day, and then over the course of a year you'd have 365 new videos? Unfortunately, people don't do that. And one of the reasons they don't is because they don't feel comfortable on video. Sometimes they just don't, they're not comfortable with the way they look on video, which kind of is bizarre to me, because they will go out to networking events and meet people and they're the same person. The only difference is they're on video rather than face to face in person. So you are the same person. If you're comfortable going out there and meeting people, then you should be comfortable on video too. Just get over it, and you know, you can do your best to look or look your best on video, but ultimately people are concerned more about the message than how you look. It's you that's concerned about how you look. People just want to hear what you have to share. And by the way, I see that more of an issue or more often as an issue with women than for men, but there are some men who are a little bit self-conscious on video as well. And sometimes a reason people don't create videos is because they're uncomfortable speaking, or they're afraid that if they start recording that they won't be able to find the right words. And that just comes through scripting and practice. If you create a script, if you practice it, then you're going to sound a lot better than if you're just winging it off the cuff. Let me give you two strategies that you can use for videos right off the bat. One of them is really super simple, and you could do it with a phone, and you could do it at any time of day, and it's to create a selfie video. In fact, so if you're familiar with a selfie photo, that's one of those where you hold your phone up and just take a picture of yourself and then post it up online. That's called a selfie photo, and that just means you're taking a picture of yourself rather than having somebody take it for you. And so people can usually tell if you're taking a selfie video or selfie photo. A selfie video is where you record yourself on video. So you hold up your phone and you record a video. Now, if you haven't joined the digital age yet, if you don't have a mobile phone that has video, then it might be time to upgrade. So for you, you might have a technology challenge. You might not have the right equipment. And you might be surprised if you go down to your local phone store at how little it would cost to upgrade. And, of course, you know, in a lot of cases they want to lock you into like a 2-year contract or something else like that. But, you know, sometimes they have additional options available. But the technology has gotten to the point that if you haven't upgraded in a couple years, you're really going to benefit from faster, better technology that utilizes, a better online network and connecting through Wi-Fi. It's time to start embracing the digital age and start to do this. And the newer phones have better cameras. And so you're going to get a good quality video out of that. So I definitely encourage you to do that. You can also have professional videos taken. So you can get a digital video camera. You can even record videos off your laptop if you want to. Or you can also go to a videographer. So you can hire a videographer and go to their studio and record videos there. Videographers also have a setup they can bring with them, so they can actually create a studio in your own home. So they could come out to your house or at your office building, and they can set up what they need to be able to record videos. And in a lot of cases, they could do it, for instance, with a green screen background. And at the Eric Lofholm International Headquarters in Rockland, California, we now have a video room on site. So we got a green screen. We have official lights for creating videos, and we've got the equipment. And so we can actually start churning out videos. And that's kind of nice, because it gives us the opportunity to have, you know, to create the environment for better quality videos. And again, you might not have that option. Now, there might be some things that you want to do in your own home or in your office to create better videos. You could get you don't have to have a background, but you could get some kind of a background. If you do green screen, by the way, then you also need software to convert those videos, and we have a video expert who helps us with that. And then in addition to that, then in some cases they could also insert content or text in the videos as well, in addition to just a background picture. Susan Weinschenk was quoted as an expert in a recent article from Forbes magazine. She's a speaker, author, and consultant to brands like Amazon.com, Disney, Walmart, and South by Southwest. And she uncovered four very human reasons that were drawn to video. So she's found that videos are a great way to communicate. And one of the reasons, reason number one, is because the fusiform facial area makes us pay attention to faces. This is an actual brain function that hardwires us to use the human face as a gathering point for information and believability. So the fact that people are seeing your face on video, that makes you more believable. So for those of you who think you can just hide behind a PowerPoint slide deck, hey, get on video because it makes you more believable, makes you more credible, makes you more of an authority. Number two, voice conveys rich information. Voice conveys rich information. The simple sound of a human voice speaking to us has an amazing way of converting information into meaningful content. Of course, we know that some people are visual, some people are auditory. In a video where you're speaking and also being seen, you're connecting to two different methods of communication there by doing that. Now, by the way, as I'm going through the content today, I want to encourage you to share out on our Facebook page. And I'm popping out there real quick. Looks like we've got a number of folks already posting out there. Looks like we need to set a goal for today. Looks like we've already got about 12 comments. So let's set our goal for 40 comments on the call today, 40 comments. Roy says, hi, everyone. He includes a link out to the Facebook group. In the Facebook group, which is very helpful if you're in the group. Otherwise, not so much, but that's cool. There's the two links that I shared out on the page. And CJ says, hi, everyone. Good to be here. Roy says, hi, Carolyn. Marilyn says, hi, everyone on the call. CJ includes a link to her YouTube channel. Great job for sharing, which is youtube.com/CarolynCJJones. youtube.com/CarolynCJJones. And you can pop out there, and let me just click over to her video page there. And she has, looks like, quite a few videos. Yeah, quite a few videos here. So great job. Let's see, one of her most recent ones was on dealing with resentments. Awesome. So great job for recording videos and for sharing those out in the Facebook group, CJ. Roy says, hi, Marilyn. There's a lot of highs and highs back and forth here. So I'll pop out there in a few minutes and see who else is posting in the group. In the meantime, let me go ahead and continue on. I've got two more ideas to share from Susan Weinschenk. Number three is that emotions are contagious. So here's a subtle but powerful aspect that we may take for granted. The body language of emotions is an appealing, and we naturally love to share. So when people see you in an emotional state, you know, whether it's happy or sad, then they may connect with that emotion, and you may influence them with your emotions. So be careful about what emotions that you share through videos, because you might influence the people watching to change their emotional state. And, of course, if you're familiar with Tony Robbins' work and the work of NLP, that has a lot to do with changing people's states, changing your own state, changing other people's states. Number four, movement grabs attention. So another trait that runs deep in our collective anthropological DNA is the power of peripheral motion. Since the Stone Age, we've survived by noticing things in motion. Looks like we still do. So when we're watching videos, if something happens in the video, if you move, if you hold something up, then it grabs people's attention and causes them to focus in. And so even better than an audio, a video will help to grab their attention and stay focused. Even if they get distracted for a moment, you can bring their attention back in. So another reason to be using videos. All right, so in a moment, I want to do an exercise here. And what we're going to do here is I want you to come up with a topic for a video. And I want to talk about that, and a little bit later, I also want to talk about creating a series of videos. And we'll talk about what can you do to create a series of videos over time, and we'll give you some very specific strategies around that. Gets into the digital you strategy. So first of all, let me share a couple tips to create short, high impact videos. So if you're just getting started on video, then one of the first things that you want to do is just record a series of short videos. And the reason is, if you can get comfortable recording short videos, then you can eventually get comfortable recording longer videos. So what is a short video? Well, a short video is about 2 to 3 minutes long. And that's about the time frame that works best for people just searching around online finding videos. Now, some people, you know, there are always exceptions to every rule, and of course people will watch longer videos out there, but what we want to do, what we want to accomplish in a video is to have somebody watch from start to end. And so if it feels like a short video, then they can easily watch it, and oftentimes you can include a call to action at the end, and we'll talk a little bit more about calls to actions in call to action to have in a video. We'll talk about that a little bit later. So 2 to 3 minutes long, and what are you going to share? Well, you can share a tip, you can share a story, you can share an offer, and you can share a call to action. So that's a pretty good formula right there. In fact, one more thing that you want to do in a video is you want to introduce yourself. So the first thing that you should do is state who you are and maybe briefly what you do. So I might say something like, "Hi, this is Rick Cooper, founder of Social Media Outcomes. I want to share a quick social media tip with you." So I want to get right into it. Sometimes, people will go out and they'll pay a video designer or somebody to create a video intro to put on their videos. And, you know, there might be a time for some of the videos that you want to include, like an intro and an outro video piece with music or something like that. If you do that, you probably want to have it on a little bit longer video. But for just short videos you put out there, you really want to just get into it right away. And by the way, a great place that you can share videos is out on social media. In fact, if you share videos out on Facebook, oftentimes as people are scrolling through the newsfeed, those videos will just come alive and actually start playing. Now, they have the sound muted, but you actually see the video on there. And then if they click on it, then it will actually start over and you can hear the sound on it. So what you can do is you can record some videos, and obviously you would want to get their attention right away. So you don't want to have like a little intro that plays with music and everything like that, because that's not really going to grab their attention that much. Whereas if it's you on video, you know, maybe waving your hand or, you know, saying hello or something like that, then they're going to go, "Oh, what's this?" And then they may want to watch it. So just think about how you're going to be sharing your videos. So what kind of tip can you share? Well, we'll have an exercise here in just a moment about coming up with a video idea on what you can create. But you can share a tip, a strategy, a technique, a best practice, some kind of idea that's going to appeal to your ideal customers. You can also share a story. Pick some kind of a story that will illustrate a point. You could share a personal story about yourself. You could share a story about a customer. You could share a story about someone else, maybe a celebrity or a politician or an athlete or someone like that. You want to have an offer in your video. So at the end of the video, you want to give people some kind of an opportunity. And in a video, in a short video, 2 to 3 minutes, you're not really going to have enough time to really build enough trust and rapport to encourage someone to purchase a product, but you could encourage someone to go out and get access to a free offer. So what kind of free offer works for this? It could be a free report, a free audio, a free video, something like that. Do you have any free resources that are available out on your website? And in particular, what would be great is something that's on a lead capture page. So if you have an opt-in page where someone can go out and fill out a form and then get access to a free resource, that's perfect to share at the end of the video, because what that does is it allows you to create value for people, and then it gives you an opportunity to share something for free. And then they can click, they can go out to your website, they can get access to your free resource, and now they're on your email list, and now you can market to them over time. You want to use systems in your business. You want to systematically market to people using systems. And in addition to the offer, then obviously you would want to have the call to action. So I'll give you an example here. I might record a video. I might share an email marketing tip, and at the end of the video, then I would say something like, if you're interested in learning how to use email more effectively and also how to build your email list, then I encourage you to download my free report on 33 simple strategies to build your email list. If you'd like to get a copy of my report, go to socialmediaoutcomes.com/33email. socialmediaoutcomes.com/33email. That's with the number 33EMAIL. and that's it. And so you share that offer, and then people will hear that, and they'll go, oh, I want to get access to Rick's report, so let me go out to the website. What's nice about that is that's a system, and it's repeatable and duplicatable because that video is out there, and now as people are searching online, they can watch the video, and then they can take action and go get access to your free resource, your free audio, your free video, your free report. In addition to that, you can also share that in other ways. So, for instance, you could share that video out on Facebook. You could post it out on Twitter. You could share it on LinkedIn. You could put it on Pinterest. You could share it through, well, actually, it'd probably be too long. It would definitely be too long to share on Instagram. Instagram, you can only put videos between 3 to 15 seconds, so that wouldn't work for this. But it certainly gives you something to start with. So let's go ahead and do an exercise right now. What I'd like you to do is to take about 1 to 2 minutes, and I want you to come up with an idea for a video. And all I want you to do is just think of a topic. Like, for instance, I was just talking a moment ago about email marketing. So I might think of something like how to build your email list, or how to create an autoresponder message, or how to put a opt-in box on your website that would give people an opportunity to opt into your email list. So there's just a couple right there. So why don't you think about your topic, think about your audience and what they want to learn, and then go ahead and write that down, and then go ahead and post it in the group. I'll give you about a minute to do that, and then we'll go ahead and resume here in a second. And in a moment, I'm going to talk to you about how to systematically use videos as a way to grow your business. So we're doing the exercise right now. Go out to the Facebook group for the Sales Technology Training Program. Come up with an idea on a video you can share, and then go ahead and post that in the group. I need some music in the background. I need the Jeopardy theme here. And looks like Roy is posting out there. In fact, let's see, Roy shared my report out there. He said, you could put a preview clip on Instagram promoting a YouTube video. Good suggestion. Roy says, you could put a – oh, wait, I just read that. Hang on, there's one more comment. Roy says, working on scripting a promo video for a client. Very good. CJ says, changing your woeful tale – to a hero's story. Good. Sounds like a good topic for a video. All right, I'll check back out there in a moment, but go ahead and continue working on your ideas and go ahead and share them. And let me just acknowledge a few folks that are listening on the call today. Let's see, CJ's here, Teresa Rippey, Ray Rasmussen, Les Jarvel is here, Marilyn Sarno's here, Judy Flannery, and Alan Murphy. So everybody's on the call today. Go ahead and post out in the group, and go ahead and share your topic for a video. And the other thing is, go ahead and think about when you want to have that video done. It's like CJ's already in action. She's got a YouTube channel. It probably wouldn't take her that much effort to create this video, get it posted online. For others, they don't have a YouTube channel yet, so you may have to overcome that hurdle. And then you might not have a simple way that you can record a video, or don't know how to record a video, so you might have a learning curve there to get it done. So just think about when do you want to have that done? Do you want to have that done in a week? Do you want to have it done in a month? Do you need longer than that? Go ahead and post that in the group and share. All right, let's talk about some ideas in terms of creating a series of videos. And so this is a very specific strategy, and it's called creating a pre-client funnel. A pre-client funnel is creating a series of messages that would go out to potential customers over time that would help to build trust and rapport and prepare them for a first interaction with you or a follow-up interaction. And so there's a couple different pieces of technology that you'll need to have in place for a pre-client funnel. Number one, you need an email marketing system, and that also needs to include the capability to use autoresponders. So let me pause for a moment and explain what an autoresponder is if you are not familiar with that concept. An autoresponder or autoresponder series is a series of email messages that would go out over a period of time, and those messages would be scheduled to go out based on a specific interval. So let me give an example here. Let's just keep it simple. Let's say there's three emails. So email number one goes out immediately. Email number two goes out 3 days later. Email number three goes out 1 week later after the original message. So usually the way email marketing systems work is that when you set up an autoresponder series, you have an option where it would say something like day delay or something like that. And what that means is how many days after they subscribed to the autoresponder list do you want the email to go out? So if you want the email to go out immediately, the day's delay would be zero. And so that means that you want the message to go out immediately. If you want the email message to go out 3 days after they subscribe, then you would put a number three in that field. If you want it to go a week after, then you would put seven in the field. And so you create each message, you set it up in the system, you indicate what day that you want it to go out in the series, and you're done. And so that just leaves you with having to write the email message and getting it set up in the system. And then once you have the autoresponder series set up, now you can get people onto that list. And there's, of course, a number of different ways to do it. A lead capture page would be one way to do it. But the big idea here is that it's a pre-client funnel, is that this is there are many different types of autoresponder series you could create. But in this particular case, this is a series of messages that you would want to go out before you have a conversation with someone. Because here's the thing. When somebody meets you for the first time, oftentimes they don't know anything about you. And so they're walking into the call blind. And so they're not really prepared for the conversation. So you have to spend part of your time explaining who you are and what you do and how you help people. So you can speed up the process. And you can prepare them for a call with you by implementing a pre-client funnel. So the way a pre-client funnel would work would be you would have a series of email messages and an autoresponder, and then you might have other content or information that you can share. So a simple idea would be that each email message that goes out would link out to a video. And you could send them out to YouTube to watch the video, or you can also put the video onto your blog. So if you have a website with a blog, then you could put the video up on a blog page, and you would have a different blog post for each video. And then you have the autoresponder series, which would talk about, talk about the topic or idea you want to share, and then say, click here to watch a video. And then they would go through and watch the video. Now, of course, not everybody that gets the email message is going to read it. Not everybody that reads it is going to click and open up the video. And so you can't expect that when people finally do make it through to you that they've actually watched everything. But one would think that your ideal customers, your ideal clients, probably would take the time to do that or do part of that. And anything that you can do to get more information into their hands in advance is going to help the call go smoother. It will go better. And plus, in those videos, you can do things that help build trust and rapport. You can also do things that help to establish you as an expert or demonstrate that you are, that you have integrity, that you follow through, that you are, skilled at what you do. Whatever benefits you want to share, whatever you want to let them know about you in advance. And so each of those videos, normally like the videos you put out on YouTube, those videos are typically just going to be content-focused, meaning you're sharing information that adds value. In the case of the pre-client funnel, there might be other information you're sharing. It's a different focus. It's not just attracting people online. These are people who already have expressed interest in you. They've already opted in. So now what we want to do is we want to create additional value, but also to establish your credibility and authority in the process. So that's the concept of a pre-client funnel video to welcome new prospects. So let's think about this concept for you for a moment. How could you implement this in your business? Now, this process is something that can take literally hours to create. I mean, not only do you have to just record the videos, you have to spend time working on the strategy. You know, how many videos, what's in the email messages, what's the next step, do we want them to do something? And so there's a lot that's involved just in figuring out the process. And so for some of you listening in, this might be easy to do. For others of you, this might be a complicated strategy and maybe not your next strategy to implement, but it might be something down the line that you would want to implement. So think about how you can include a pre-client funnel in your business. And just think for a moment, if you were going to communicate information about yourself in a video that would help prepare somebody for a call, what would you want to share? So why don't we do this? Why don't you make a list of three different things that you would want to share about yourself? Like one thing I might want to mention is the fact that I have 5 books. For some people, that might be impressive. They might go, oh, wow, Rick is prolific. You know, he likes writing books. He likes creating and sharing information. And what's nice is in a video, I could actually hold up a copy of my books. And so, you know, that helps to establish additional credibility and authority there. So what I want you to do is to think about what are three things that you would want to communicate in a video for a pre-client funnel that you would want to share with people. So go ahead and take a moment, write those down in your notes, and then what I want you to do is I want you to share one of those in the Facebook group. So I'm going to give you about 1 minute to work on it, and then go ahead and share one of those out in the Facebook group. In the meantime, I'm going to head back over and see who has shared from the prior exercise. We're working on an exercise right now to work on a pre-client funnel, and this is just practice here, but come up with a series of 3 different things that you could share in a video. All right, I found some music for us over the background. Okay, so let me pop out there and check real quick. I see some comments from other people. We're up to about 26 comments. Our goal today is 40, so continue doing that. By the way, does anybody know that piece of music in the background that I shared there, if you're familiar with that? And let's see here. All right. Okay, here we go. Let's see. Roy said the promo video will support an opt-in page offer. Very good. Marilyn said the benefits of daily 5-step skincare system. Hey, that's great. And not only that, but you could probably create a video for each one of the steps in the system. So instead of just doing one video with the 5 steps, you could create one video for each of the steps, and then you would reference back to the other videos to watch the rest of the videos. So you would just want to kind of dig in deeper on each one of those steps in the skincare system. So great job. Teresa said, improving your nutrition for more energy and vitality. Yeah, absolutely. And we may have talked about this on another call before, but you know, that's a broad enough topic that you could do a number of different topics related to nutrition. So, you know, it's almost like you could talk about different foods. Do a video on each one. You won't have to do everything, but just, you know, pick some different things. And you could even talk about some of the negative things, like what's the influence of sugar in your diet, and do a video on that. Marilyn says, I would need a month. I have never done a video before and would like to try a short 2 to 3 minute video. Good. Excellent. So 30 days. So it's October 8th. So you'll have your video done by May 8th. Awesome. Good commitment there, Marilyn. Roy says, how would you include a pre-client funnel in your business? What would you mention about yourself? For me, would include my elevator pitch, summary of my experience, examples of clients, what I help people with in areas of writing, scripting, and publishing services. Yeah, and you would break that down into a series of videos. And then so you could have a series of emails that go out and then lead out. And so you could share a little bit of content, and then you could share some of each of those elements in a specific video. So great job. All right, let me check back out here. Looks like I got a couple more comments. Roy says, Baroque background music. I was expecting Fleetwood Mac after the other day. I was posting about Fleetwood Mac over the weekend on Facebook. Roy says, 40 comment goal. Teresa says, one of the three things I'd share that I have three grandkids. Yeah, absolutely. Sharing personal information helps get people connected to you emotionally, and it shows that you're a real person. So you want people to invest in you. You want people to get excited about you. And so, and also it gives something to relate to. So, especially if that matches with your demographic, the people that you're interested in reaching, if they are, married with kids or, retired with grandkids, then, that's a great fit. And even if not, people can relate to that. Everybody's got parents or grandparents, so they can relate. Roy says, I have that piece on CD. I believe it's Mozart, but it's been a while since I listened to it. That would be it's the Four Seasons, which is Vivaldi. So that is the piece of music. Marilyn says, Rick, this is a great idea. 5 videos, one for each step. I love it. Listen to Baroque during work. Forget the title. I feel stressed with the May 8th date. LOL. No problem. It's just put the date out there and then break it down and start working on it. Do a little bit each week. That comes out to roughly about one video per week, and maybe 1 week you get 2 videos done. Marilyn said, Fleetwood Mac is coming to the Philadelphia area. CJ says, Vivaldi's 4 seasons. So CJ recognized that. Awesome. Roy says, good call, Carolyn. Perfect. All right. Well, let me go ahead and continue on. And by the way, if you have any questions, now would be a great time to start posting your questions in the group. I have a few more ideas that I'll share, and then I'll respond to questions there. So let's talk about how to include a call to action in your videos. So what is a good call to action? Well, as I mentioned earlier, having some kind of free offer is good. So if you have something for free, and by the way, if you don't have a lead capture page, then you could start off with just something you put up on a web page on your site. You could even just create a blog post and put a free offer up there. So just create a page or a post, and then include, for instance, say an article. You could write an article in Word. You could save it out as a PDF file. That's an Adobe Acrobat Reader file. You could upload that PDF file to your website, and then you could link that file into the web page or blog post, and then you would send people out to that page. So you might have I could have something like socialmediaoutcomes.com/blank, and then I would say something like, I've got a free article on such and such. You can get access to it by going out to my website at blahblahblah.com/blank. And then people would go out there and they would go download that article. And so that's relatively simple to do. And then you could make that available in a video. So, there really should be no excuses here. These things are simple to do. If you are in the process at all of creating content, then you have a tool or resource that you can use to put online. So let's commit to getting some resources out on your website that you can send people out to. And once you have that done, then you can think about, okay, now I need to get an opt-in page up, because that's ideal. That's optimal. That's a best practice, is to have a lead capture page or opt-in page where people can go out and then opt into your email list in the process. But you know what? That kind of lights the fire under you, because it's like, okay, I got a video done. I might get some, you know, bites on that, some nibbles. Some people will go out there, but really I want to get that lead capture page done so people can opt into my email list. I can build that email list over time. Now, so what kind of call to action would you have? Do you have a specific offer? So let's do another exercise here. I got to get my music queued up here. So let's do another exercise for 1 minute. And what I want you to do is let me know what your free resource is. If you have a lead capture page, you can post the link directly within the group. If you have a an idea for something that you could create, even something as simple as an article, then go ahead and share that idea and let us know, here's an idea that I have for something I can put out on my website. So we'll give you 1 minute to do that. So let's kick off the music here. If you're joining the call late, we're not having a classical music performance here. We're in the midst of an exercise working on identifying a free resource that you could share in a video. So take a moment, come up with an idea, and then post it out in the Facebook group. Okay, very good. So let me start popping out there. I see people already posting there, so I crack myself up sometimes. This music might work. We may start doing a little more of this on the calls. I just hate having dead silence if somebody joins the call late and they go, oh, I must have missed the call. So it's nice to have something in the background kind of let you know, oh, we're doing an exercise. And so kind of help you kind of focus in and get the brain going. CJ says, it was spring, I think. CJ, you are a classical music aficionado. You are correct. The first one that I played was Spring Allegro, and the second one I played was Spring Largo. Of course, Vivaldi's Four Seasons includes the four seasons, spring, summer, winter, and fall, not in that order. let's see. CJ says, can my call to action just be an opt-in to my website versus a lead capture page? Absolutely, and there are multiple different calls to action. I should mention that is that you could have you could send people to your website where you have an opt-in. You could send them to a lead capture page. You could include your phone number. One of my fellow social media experts includes her phone number in videos, and she has people call her. That's a great strategy. You can also include your email address and ask people to email you. One thing, you might not want to use your main email address where you have your customer messages come in because people might harvest that email address and send you spam. So you might want to use a secondary email or something like that for that. So it's not a big a deal. Let's see. Oh, and then one other one is that you could also send people out to your social media accounts. You could send people to your Facebook account. You could ask people to follow you on Twitter. You could include your Pinterest page. And I wouldn't recommend doing all of these. You know, pick one primary call to action. By the way, you can always put some additional contact information up on the page at the very end of the video as well. Roy says, the free resource I've been working on for the Information Product Creation Workshop is a FAQ, Quick Start Guide to Writing and Publishing. Could do some supporting videos. Awesome. Great idea, Roy. CJ says, 10 Steps to Forgiveness, a free article on my website. Excellent. So is that already available? Let me just pop out there. She includes a link here. I think it's just to the homepage here. So maybe that's her idea of what she's thinking about coming up with as a potential offer. But let me just pull up the webpage here. That's at carolyncjjones.com. And I'm on the page right now. There is a offer for a free opt-in in the upper right corner, three videos on how to forgive. So it sounds like this one would be a separate one around 10 steps to forgiveness. So great job. Let's see. CJ says, now you're playing winter, I think. Actually, that was still spring, but it was the Largo. Marilyn said, I would offer my blog post about 5 quick steps to create your beauty routine. Awesome. Good, good, good. CJ says, I was wrong on that one. No problem. CJ says, yes, Rick, if you opt in. Okay. So maybe that is part of the opt-in that you get that 10 steps to forgiveness. All right, perfect. Okay, well, let me share a few more ideas as you're continuing to work and share out there. And I see there's a number of people who haven't jumped into the conversation yet. So some of you might be driving in your car. Let me see who has not jumped in. Les Jarvila, you should be in the Facebook group, Les. Let me just pop out and see if you are in there, because I know we don't have everybody in the group yet. So let's just double check. And then I haven't seen Judy Flannery, and I haven't seen Alan. Alan joined us for the call last week in the Facebook group, so you should be able to pop up there, Alan, unless you're driving or something like that where you can't get access to it. I do see Judy's in the group. Les is in the group, so you are there, Les. And who else? Alan's there. Yeah, I added Alan last week. All right, perfect. All right, let me continue on and share a few more ideas, and then I'll check back out for questions. So here are 5 tips for creating great videos. 5 tips for creating great videos. Number 1, script and practice your videos. So it would make sense, since I'm a student of Eric Lofholm, that I would recommend scripting as a technique for your videos. So I encourage you to create a written script for your videos and share that. And, of course, practice. You know, take time to practice, you know, maybe 3 times before you record it. And, you know, you can also record the video while you practice. I mean, who knows? Maybe you get it, you know, get it right the first time. Eric does a lot of videos on the first take. He is just skilled at speaking, and so he can deliver content and information and ideas in one take and record it and be done. Also, think about improving your lighting. One of the big issues in videos, and I get this on my videos all the time, is not having very good lighting. So I'm going to benefit from being able to use our video room to record some videos, because it gives the opportunity to have better lighting. Then, I mean, you can pay for professional lights. They're probably not as expensive as you might think, or you could get some other kind of lamp or something, a directional light that you can put. The nice thing about the professional lights is they're not going to blind you. Like if you take a lampshade off and then you've got that bright bulb, you know, it's going to burn a hole in your retina. Professional lights are designed so that they project a light, but they can also have like a cover over it so that it mutes the light, so it's not going to, you know, blind your eye in the process of it. So, you know, if you plan on doing a lot of videos, it might be worth investing in doing that. Use props in your videos. So what is a prop? A prop is something that you hold up and use in your video. It could be a book. It could be a business card. It could be your keys. In one video that I did, I was talking about LinkedIn, and I was talking about you know, connecting with other people and linking together. And so I pulled out my keychain and I jingled it, and then I referred to the fact that the keys are linked on the chain, and, you know, just as in LinkedIn, you are linked or connected with other people. One of the benefits of using that the keys and jingling it was that's an attention getter. Remember what I mentioned earlier about doing things with movement? Well, sound also helps too. So a jingling sound will grab somebody's attention and cause them to focus in on your video. Could also be, in fact, one of the things I've noticed in listening to some of Tony Robbins' videos is that oftentimes he does he'll make sounds. He'll kind of beat his chest or something like that. Not like in a, you know, in a strange way, but just, you know, he'll like hit himself or something like that, and it makes a sound. And so there's kind of a tactile feel to it. You could also put your hand down on a table, make a noise like that. So there are noises that you can make which grab people's attention, kind of startle them for a moment. So you could also clap your hands. You could snap your fingers if you can do that. You know, whatever kind of things. You don't want to overdo it, but maybe once or maybe twice in a video. You might want to try something like that to help focus people's attention in. And make sure you have a good statement that helps to grab their attention at the time too. Another good key for creating great videos is to look into the camera. And you want to know where the actual camera lens is. So if you're recording through a webcam, usually the webcam is at the very top of your laptop. You might have an external webcam, in which case it's a little easier to see where the eye of the camera is. If you're recording on a phone, again, oftentimes in some cases you have two. Like on my phone, mine's a newer phone, I actually have two camera lenses. There's one on the front and there's one on the back. So if I'm holding the phone facing myself, typically, normally I would be recording a video in front of me, but I can flip and reverse it, and then I can also record holding the camera facing me. So there's a camera on the front side as well. So smartphones these days are very sophisticated in terms of what they can do. So practice with your technology. By the way, on my phone, it also has a flash set. So when I record a video, it will also flash light forward. So again, if I wanted to do that, then I would have to hold the phone in reverse because the flash is only on the kind of the front side facing outward. Then another final tip is to smile. It's a good idea to smile on videos. Some people naturally smile, other people don't naturally smile, so you might want to develop the habit of smiling when you're on a video. You might want to put it in your notes. And by the way, is it acceptable to use notes when you record a video? What I typically do is, even though I script it out, I don't work off of the script, I will write more of a short outline where I have a series of bullet points, mainly so I know what it is that I want to share and in what order. And then that way I can make sure that I'm on track as I'm going through the video. We've got about 7 minutes left before the top of the hour here, and we could probably wrap up a few minutes early. Let me just pop back out to the Sales Technology Training Program group on Facebook and see where we are. We should probably be, yep, we're over our goal, which is 43 comments, so great job. And let's see here. Alan jumped into the conversation. He said, beat your chest like Tarzan. Yeah, you could do something like that. That might be kind of fun. Roy said, Pentax Forums, and includes a link out to their site, says budget non-pro use lighting recommendations under $100. Awesome. Thanks for sharing that, Roy. That's a great resource. And let's see. All right, no other comments right now. Let me see if I've got any other final ideas to share. Again, if you have any questions, let me give you another exercise to work on as we're leaving the call today. So, what is your digital you video strategy? So, each person might be a little bit different. So, for some of you, you might want to do maybe a series of three videos and then have autoresponder messages that would go out. Some others might want a longer series. Maybe you want a 7-email series. One of my clients is Jim Padilla. Jim is a senior sales coach for Eric Lofholm. And Jim is in the process of creating a series of 52 weekly videos. That's a pretty ambitious goal. And so along with each one of those videos is an autoresponder message. So we're setting up a series of 52 autoresponders, which each drive out to a different video. Each video he shares a different idea and has some type of a call to action at the end. And Jim is an overachiever. Jim always has to go a step above and beyond. So in addition to the video, he's also creating a PDF file that people can download for each video. And so we're posting those videos up on his blog and then have a link to the PDF file where they can download that as well. And so what's nice about that is in addition to just getting the, learning the content, they can also read the content as well. And so I gave him some suggestions on how to make that PDF file more effective, and he's implemented those ideas. Move at the speed of instruction. And I'm not necessarily encouraging you to create a series of 52 videos, but I do encourage you to consider the strategy of creating a series of videos and then creating a series of email autoresponder messages that go out over time. And of course, once you implement that strategy, then you'll need to find a way to get people subscribed to that list and then going through that process. So what is your digital you video strategy? For some of you, this might be a perfect idea for you. For others, this is probably not the right time for this strategy. So in that case, what I would think about is what is maybe what's a second video, a short high-impact video that you can create and post out on YouTube. And by the way, one other idea here. It can be simple to record videos. You don't even have to go through YouTube. You could record a video and post it directly out on Facebook. In most cases, you could just go in, click on an option to record a video, record it, and it will automatically upload to Facebook and process. But in most cases, it probably makes sense to post it up to YouTube first. You record the video, and then you click on the button on your phone to share it. Now, by the way, if you're recording your videos on your laptop computer, for instance, then you need to take those videos and then upload them up to YouTube through your computer. So if you go out to YouTube.com, there's a button at the top of the page called Upload. And you click on that button, and that allows you to upload that video to the site. And once that video is uploaded and it's processed, then it's available for viewing. And you can share it, or you can embed it out on your web page. And by the way, a couple years ago when I was working with Eric in his office, one of the things that I would help him do is to record videos. And so sometimes we would record those videos on the road or at the office. And back then, we were using a flip cam. And so one other option, if you don't have a smartphone, if you don't have a laptop with a webcam, you can get a flip cam. A flip cam is just a small digital video recorder. You can record the videos. And it has a USB port, and so you can literally plug the phone right into your computer. And then you can copy the files from the flip camera over onto your computer, and then you can upload it to YouTube there. Pretty sweet. So the technology is out there. In fact, there are even digital cameras these days that you can use to record videos. So there's so many different opportunities. It's just kind of picking which one you want to work with and then implementing it. I'm enjoying recording videos on my phone now. I need to knock out some more videos myself. I need to come up with some ideas and working on it. I've been working on so many projects lately for clients that it's kind of taken me away from doing my own marketing, which, you know, it's just the nature of the business. But it's, you know, I enjoy working with clients directly and helping them to providing technology support, whether it's building web pages, creating lead capture pages for clients, helping them to create email messages for either just a one-off broadcast message or email autoresponder series, or helping them to embed a web form onto a page, whatever it is. I enjoy doing that and helping clients get things done, because it's sad when I know that people want to implement strategies, but they're held back just because of the technology piece. They don't know how to implement that to get it done. So just a quick reminder again, there are two webinars this week. One of them is on Wednesday, April 9th at 5 p.m. Pacific, and that is with website conversion authority Adam Homey, who will be joining me for the webinar. And the other one is on Friday, April 11th at 10 a.m. Pacific, and that is on how to leverage technology to increase sales. And I'll be team teaching that webinar with Eric Lofholm. I posted both of the links in the thread earlier. Roy, if you can repost the links to both of those in the group, that would be great. And then on that note, we're going to wrap up for today. I want to thank you for joining me on the call today. I look forward to connecting with you later on this week and also on next week's call. Oh, it looks like Roy already left the call. I guess I'm on my own to share the links. I'll go ahead and do that in a moment. But thanks for joining me. Have a great week, and God bless.